This is dying.
To the laptop, and laptop dies quickly. Unexpected.
And if you just shut it, get out. So it's been running a bit.
Okay, the show started.
Yep.
Oh. But we are running there. We are running.
The clock is running.
Hey, the clock is running. Hey, we want it bad, Baba. Chachi. Hey. Chachi, Baba. What is his name again? Chachi. Jason Momoa. Jason. No. He's Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne. Are you ready?
If you're late, I will kick it.
What?
What happened there?
Look shitty.
Send me back. Escort.
Ah, there we go. Pilot.
Hey, Eskom. Eskom.
Eskom employed a pilot to fix the
energy.
Here we go.
Again. How's it?
What's up, buddy?
Don't get offended. Yeah.
Never hugged enough when you were born. What's up to the show?
What's up, man?
What do we call you this week?
Who?
Him.
My name. What do you want to call
his
me?
Name?
He wants to be funny.
No, I give him one, Anna. And guess who adds on? Yep, our resident headmaster. That's why I have the head. Anyway, what's up, Linda?
We're good, man.
Once again, welcome to the show, Linda. Tuso.
Yep.
The bright, not so bright guy. Well, no, what did he make me nice?
He was really make me nice last week. I is no longer
make me nice.
And introduce the guys behind
and
the camera.
And then, obviously, our crew at the back, we've got a new crew member. Hey, tight ship.
Yeah, tight ship, Baba.
He says you must feel your back, your posture. Mm-hmm. Sit straight. Jason and Liam, welcome, guys. Thanks for staying with us. And obviously me, the host with the most.
The most what?
I knew it. Stop it. Whoa.
Okay.
Stop.
I was about to cover that one.
Stop.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Most man.
We
so,
need new t-shirts, no?
Yeah, we need new t-shirts. I knew it. Let's leave it.
Okay.
When you get different colors, don't get white.
Okay. And black.
Anyway, guys, Akere, you know, this week we've got a new guy who wants a car.
Mm-hmm.
As always, every week, guy wants a car.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go through that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Linda's going to give us his, I don't know what he's talking about. You're going to give us your...
Tires. I'm talking about tires.
Mm-hmm. Talking about tires. Mm-hmm. And when? You're going to give us your...
An update on the Nissan story that we discussed last year.
Yes. Colors is gone. And
then we've got the guy insurance after this.
Oh, yeah. And then we've got an insurance interview as well. So, guys, stick around. It's a very insightful interview.
Mm.
Most of your questions answered. And then I've got a little bit on sports. Actually, a little bit on F1. I'm excited for this season.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But, yeah, let's get the show on the road, man.
Yep.
So, this week, I want that car. Gwena. Lacoste, the Groot Crocodile, 43-year-old businessman from 43-year-old businessman from Centurion wants a sports car. He's a fan of a Toyota. He's had a lot of them in the past. So he currently drives a Prado and has had no complaints. He wants something sporty, and recently just drove the RC350 Lexus, the F Sports.
Mm.
He's impressed by the sports car, no surprise. Recently, he had an argument with one of his buddies who says the RC350 F Sports can't cash its own checks in terms of sportiness and suggests either a 440, is that a BM?
Yeah.
S5, an Audi, or the upcoming CLE53. So here are his questions to you, because I'm out of this one. He asks, firstly, his buddy, is he talking crap or not?
Yeah.
Right, that's the first question. Are the three cars we've just mentioned natural competitors? And which one would we choose on the show?
Mm-hmm.
And would we consider this a sports coupe or a coupe that looks sporty? That's the same thing, right? Lastly, which one would we recommend?
Ladies first.
So I'm out of this one, gents. I'm sorry,
did you see
but
this guy reading. Did you? I must get this guy glasses. I recommend. Must get this guy glasses. He wants a sports car.
Do you know why I read like that?
He needs glasses.
Why?
Have you seen the spelling?
Carry on.
This thing.
Carry on.
Anyway,
maybe let's answer. Is it a sports car?
No, it's a Grand Tourer. It's a Grand Tourer, comfortable, good looking. It's a car that I like. But no, definitely
so
not a sports
the,
car. The Lexus.
The Lexus.
No, it's definitely not a. What, 0 to 100 is what, 6.3 or something?
It's about same speed as what, the GTI.
It's a Grand Tourer.
It's a beautiful car. It drives well. The 3.5 engine is smooth.
It sounds good,
but it's not a sports car.
Yeah.
So, Buddy's telling the truth.
Yes. I think Buddy knows cars.
Okay. Mm. And Gwena.
Doesn't know cars.
But Gwena likes Toyota. That's why he went to Lexus. And makes sense. And if he has a Prado. If he has a Prado, getting this car is a natural progression. Mm. Yeah.
So then meaning that with these three cars that he's mentioned, the BM, the Audi, and the CLE.
Okay. But I don't know what you want.
Look, yeah. He likes Toyota.
Mm. Mm.
So for me, I went for the Supra.
Sure.
GR specifically. Beautiful car, 320 kilowatts, 570 newton meters torque, 0 to 100, 4.1 seconds. And these cars, if he's that way inclined, if he wants more performance out of it, they're highly tunable, can get much more just with the stage one. And this thing will outperform many, many cars. Exciting car to drive, great award-winning engine, it's a BMW. Now, all the people that say BMW is not reliable, why would Toyota do a JV on one of their most, if not their most iconic car, with BMW? Come on, guys. Put some respect on BMW's name. Anyway, that's a beautiful engine. And these cars, even the stock ones, or the entry-level ones, if you may call it that, not very quick, but they're quick, they're exciting, proper sports car. You want the sports car feel? That's what you call when you've got the brand you like and the reliability of it. But I'd say the GR, which has a bit more power and torque.
And
definitely,
it's
around it's bang for buck. It's around R1 million.
I think it to Spanner Valley.
Yeah, I think this one is for you.
This will never go to Spanner Valley.
I think this one is for you. Why do I say that? This guy just said I drove a RC 350. That's a brilliant sports car. That already tells you that giving him a GR, he's gonna end up in a pole somewhere. He thinks the 350 is a brilliant sports car. Yours. So, people like this, you put them in the S5. It's got a quattro, it's safe, it's beautiful, it's as comfortable, it's quick, it won't spin with him. This guy, he drops the clutch, it might just...
So what's the sport here?
When you said stage one, he thought about Lucid. I'm sure. He didn't think about anything.
Why are you doing this to Gwen?
No, I'm saying you look at the person. You look at the person's profile. GR is too sporty for him. He does.
So is a GR a car lover's car?
Petrol heads car.
Nah, Gitla, me, literally me, coming and saying, but like a fast car, you wouldn't recommend it.
I'll give you a Kia Picanto.
Yeah, I'll give you techies. but honestly speaking, I still maintain, look, your car, brilliant. First and foremost, you have to have jelly hair, spiked.
Mm.
You have to wear, hey, man, I tune you, man, and wear tight. Jean
tuning,
huh? Yeah,
you guys,
then,
every episode.
it's a F boys car. There's a street racer car.
Mm.
This you can tune it. You can do a whole lot of things. I don't like these cars personally because I think they're Z4s wearing. You know a guy from private school, and he comes with a ribbon and he has gold teeth. And he's like gangster. That's what this is. So it's a Z4.
I don't even know these analogies, man. I don't know what you're talking about. We're talking about cars here.
It's a Z4 that is, it's a nice dress. I like them. I think it's a good car. It can be tuned. Yes.
Mm.
It's a sports racer, but I don't think...
It's not for him.
Not for him, no.
So, Grant, this guy wants a sport car, but he doesn't know...
No, he wants a...
That he wants...
He wants a coupe.
A coupe.
Okay. I hear what Linda's saying. And this guy's been driving a Prado, very conservative and all of that.
Mm.
But the way I read this, this guy wants some excitement in his life. He just doesn't know which direction to go in. That's why he went to the Lexus.
So the
you're putting him in a four-wheel drive S5. Boring as hell.
But it's
just a quick Lexus. That's all it is. Boring as hell.
Dude.
This guy wants, he said, a sports car. He wants to feel something sporty.
You know,
and
what?
I can
you
tell
must,
you,
must,
on a budget, relatively speaking, he's going to get it from the Supra.
Look.
Fact.
Look, easy. I'm not going to even go far with it. It just says he wants something sporty. And he recently test drove a Lexus RS 350 F Sport. Impressed by the sports car.
Because he knows no better.
He was impressed by KC. There was two doors. And he's like, yeah.
So GR Tomueta.
No, GR is
too. Because this S5, if you
get inside, get to make two so happy, get inside the 440. Much more exciting as a sports car. It's actually got the same engine as your car.
But it's not a sports car. That's another thing I want to argue. These cars, your S5, your 440, those are not sports cars,
okay.
Guys.
Look.
And then a
Supra is a proper budget sports car. It's a sports car.
So you have to choose.
Even a Mazda MX-5, with it's low power but lightweight still, that's a sports car. It drives like a sports car.
Mm.
Okay.
But sports these cars
S5?
Are not sports. Not really Grand. They're just
sports coupes. I think they're sporty coupes, and they've got the element of cruising. They've got that element of comfort. They are sportier. They are quick. They are exciting.
They have sporty elements, but they're not sports cars.
So okay. The question was...
He wants a sports car.
He wants a sport. Is this a sports coupe, or is it a coupe that looks sporty?
Yes.
So you are saying it's a coupe that looks sporty.
It's neither.
It doesn't look sporty.
It looks grand. It looks elegant, like the Grand Tourer is. Doesn't look sporty. I don't see a thing. I think, it looks quick. No,
the
doesn't. Looks classy. Okay.
Guys, the 440.
Look, 440. I'd say choose a 440 or a S5.
440. Is it a sports coupe?
Yeah.
Or
is it
a coupe that looks?
No, it's
sporty.
A coupe, guys. It's a 2-door 3-series. Come on, it's not a sports car.
440 okay. With the same engine as that car.
Even we could argue that the M3 and the M4 are sports cars. There we can have a discussion, and some even disagree. It would start there with the M's. Anything below, it's not a sports car.
Okay. Will you disagree with me that the 440 has got the same engine as the one that you just suggested?
Yes.
You can tune it as much as you want as the one that you just suggested.
But it's not a sports car.
Okay.
The same engine you find in an X3. Is an X3 sports car? No.
Fine.
Can still tune the same engine.
Fine.
Proper sports car, Supra.
You lose.
Get into a Supra, Baba. I think you're going to end up on a pole. But anyways.
But if he wants...
I must go to do some advanced driving. Then he can have proper sports driving.
Now, if he looks like he's going through a midlife crisis, he's 43.
Mm.
Ne? Put him in the Supra.
Stay away from the girls.
Ne? Mm. Put him in the Supra. Borrow him that skinny jean you're talking about and the...
Gel.
Bandana. And the gel, I don't know where the gel goes, but give him all of those, put him in a Supra.
Get a Supra.
As if you want a thrill.
Get a Supra. You're going to end up on
Supra.
You're going to, every now and again, you're going to be facing the way you came in.
And then
and
once
that's the
done,
thrill of it.
Once he's done,
that's why
you
it's
must
a sports
call
car.
The insurance guy.
Yeah, to come and insure it.
How many times have you heard people call turbos, 911 turbos, widowmakers? Sports car must scare you.
But they were widowmakers.
Ferraris, Lamborghinis, those things you drive fast, you feel like it's going to go off the road when it's a bumpy road. It must scare you a bit. That's where the adrenaline comes from. Now you want to be safe in a boring S5. Come on.
My thing is this.
Come on.
Not
sports cars.
You know, I'm not actually going to argue. It's fine.
I've been keeping score. It's 2-1 to 2-0.
Oh, wow, really?
By the way.
Okay,
I'm keeping score. So, Lacoste, get yourself a Supra, GR Supra, if you want the proper thrill. Stop this thing, Yaori, untori a coupe that looks sporty.
No.
Get a real sports car.
Get a real sports car.
Get
man.
This thing, and then you'll be sorted.
I like that the CLE 53 is an option.
Mm-hmm.
It's quick enough. Not a sports car, but Mercedes, make the world happy. Put a bloody V8 in there.
I think they have no
Please.
Choice. It's been selling bad.
Jeez, that milk carton is not selling in the C-Class. Anyway, let's carry on.
Let's carry on.
All right, so we are concluding.
Yeah.
Supra.
Supra. Okay. I'm going to let it go, you know?
Because he knows it's a sports car.
No, I'm going to let it go.
You've lost.
Yeah.
They wiped the floor.
I'd actually even say get a Z4 here. But anyways,
no,
that
was ugly.
Let's carry on.
Let's carry on.
And it's not tuned to be a sports car like the Supra.
Days of our lives. What do you have for us?
So yeah, man, like science to the hourglass. The drama of the Nissan situation. Remember last year we spoke about Nissan being in financial troubles, and the forecast was in a few months they would have gone under. Then Honda came, they want to buy them out, or merge rather with them. As we know, Nissan owned, I think it's 15% of Renault and vice versa, and owned Mitsubishi and all of that. So Honda and Nissan announced that, okay, we are going ahead with this merger. Mm. But in that press conference, Mitsubishi was not present, was not mentioned. Mm. And then, sorry, that goes my battery, but anyway. And then later on in the day, there's another MOU that's presented by Mitsubishi that, oh, no, yeah, we are part of this thing. We're still thinking about it and whatever, right?
Are you good?
No, I'll be good. Don't worry. I'll even... Now, allegedly, Mitsubishi has decided to opt out.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Of the merger, and which would have created the biggest car
conglomerate.
Yeah, right? And they've since issued a statement saying that they're still evaluating their options, you know, so it seems a bit murky. But rumor also is that Honda does not want Mitsubishi. And Honda does not want Renault.
Mm.
They just want Nissan as it is.
But they can't have Nissan without Renault.
Without Renault. And Renault also owns a part of Nissan and Nissan. So it's a whole mess. So the situation is still uncertain.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what is certain is that Nissan is going to be saved, which is what the main concern was from last year, right? But it would be interesting to see what's going to happen to these relatively smaller players, Renault and Mitsubishi. And I'm actually particularly worried about Mitsubishi. Mm,
because they
might go under. They don't sell well, if you ask me, already.
Were they not somewhere there in the...
Yeah, they were somewhere in some lists of cars that don't... Yeah.
Yes.
Look, and I'm sad. I mean, any car brand going is never a good thing.
Mm, mm,
and Mitsubishi is done. In, I mean, what do you call those Evos? And remember there was
the Impreza, Subaru Impreza competitor.
Yeah. So it shouldn't go. I wonder what's now. Does Honda not want them, or do they not want to be inside?
That's the question.
Mitsubishi also, I don't think, is too keen. Looking at how the whole thing is structured, with details, I don't have details of that, but Mitsubishi is also not keen. They prefer to opt out, as I've said.
The Japanese being one car, all four Japanese going to be one.
I think they don't want that because after they're such proud people.
Mm.
You now saying
there's going to be Toyota and Honda.
And Toyota considered it, but they own too many brands already and involve too many things.
I think they're the mess that the guy. I spoke about Carlos Ghosn. He created this whole mess. In his head, he knew.
Did he create a mess?
He created
but
this
whole
mess.
But sales picked up. The company was doing well.
So I'm saying he created this whole mess, but he knew in his head
how to
untangle everything and how it was going to work. You understand? Now he's gone, and then
no one knows.
No one knows where.
Because it was his vision.
Do you understand? Mm. And now it's becoming what we are seeing now. I think had he still been there, maybe we could have seen this thing happening long time ago. Now we're now like an idea how you thought it through in your head. You know how it's going to work. You've convinced whoever needs to be convinced. Badumela sharp sharp etara. Now he's gone. Then Hota Tuso. Tuso is we boil and turn we kelangwan, and now people are not understanding each other.
I don't know. I wonder what's next. Slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone's t-shirt. Anyways. Talking about slippery slopes. Slippery slopes. Guys, I was with my son the other day. We had a tire shop, right? And I was fitting tires. And he's like, Dad, what's the numbers for? And I actually asked the madam, do you know what these numbers for? And I asked a couple of people. I actually even asked the sports guy.
Like, no.
So I wanted to explain quickly. When you look at a tire, what the numbers mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my notes. Professor Pagati with the
PowerPoint presentation.
Right. Look, I mean, I think if you look at a tire, everyone knows that there's a big name. That's a brand name. You find Continental, Dunlop, blah, 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 blah. So there to Google the name and then it will tell you what kind of quality it is. Why are you laughing?
No, I heard someone said it. No, I heard Dunlop.
Dunlop.
Tires. Looping.
Dunlop. Dunlop. Okay. Sorry. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. You know,
the ZTC guys have treads under their shoes. Those are the 10 loops.
Okay, guys, so I'm going to put pictures up as I say that.
VTI.
Because we're running out of time. You know VTI. That. I thought these guys were doing Lloyd. This thing of ours, this thing of ours will never go anywhere. We'll never get more than 5 subscribers because they're gonna work on you. Jason, if you don't understand, there's a church called ZCC. They wear shoes with tires underneath. So
they make the soles out of the tire out of treads.
So Dunlop.
Yeah, the
Dunlop. Yes,
the
Dunlop. And then
VTI
and then
VTI, GTI. Yes. Mm.
Now it
makes sense. VTI. Anyways, guys, so the written name, the VTI, okay, there's a written name, you know what that is. And then you get big numbers. I'm sure you know those. Let's say, 235/55.
Mm-hmm.
The 235, you know what it means, eh? It's a thickness of the tire, the 55 is the. With like
the profiles,
and then the 17 is a radius, right? Now behind that it says 99. It will say H or a certain. Do you know what that means?
Educate us, please.
The 99 is a load. it's a code for a particular load. So if you go to the website and say 99, that load is about 800 kilograms, and then you get an H that tells you the speed limit of the tire. HA, there's different letters. If you go and you just Google it, what H, it will tell you. Like a H would be a 200 kilometer. That's how fast the tire can go.
Okay.
Interesting, eh?
Okay.
And then there's letters on the thing. On the thing, if you look, like P, L, T, T, S, T. P is for passengers. LT is light truck, the different types. T is for a trailer. So if you've got a tire and your guy has got a T letter, someone put a trailer tire.
Okay.
Maybe that's a CC guy. The ST is for a special trailer. He wanted you to die. Okay. Then there's a small letter. That's actually generally... Someone's phone is ringing.
Is it?
Did you just switch it off? Did you just go swing?
I didn't eat the cookies.
Did you hear anything? Did you hear anything?
Was it me?
Right. Let me get out. Is it? What is pressing it with his testicles?
No, man.
Balls, steel. What do you call it? Balls of steel. Switch off the phone. Okay, let me carry on.
Please edit that out.
I'll edit that out.
Please do.
Balls of steel.
Switches off the phone, is it?
I'm done. Switches off the phone.
Okay. Then there's pressure info. It's a small letter. So it generally will say, let's say, 250 PSI. But please don't fill up the tire, please, to 250 PSI. It just tells you how much a tire can take before it gets out of the rim. Or blasts. So it just tells you the maximum tire pressure that it can take. Just look in your car by the boot or by the door or by the petrol handle. It will tell you how much you put. But generally, it tells you there's a pressure gauge that tells you. It's a small writing there. And then there's a DOT. If it you must actually look for tires, that means that they have a DOT. That means Department of Transport. So the ones from China most probably don't have a DOT. That means that they meet a certain criteria of the Department of Transport.
Okay.
The certain criteria. So you must look at your tires. They must have a DOT. And then...
No, please carry
DOT,
on.
DOT, have you seen?
We're not stopping here. Carry on.
He's saying something about Chinese. And
yeah, carry on.
And then small...
Every episode, writing. I keep saying.
I don't think you're the one.
Yes.
So there's... And then there's a number behind the dot. I know you wanted to say something.
Move on,
you
please.
You see the DOT.
Let's ignore numbers. Him.
I'm going to ignore him because we don't even have time. Yeah, we don't have time. So then there's a specific number behind the DOT that he was squinting for. So that number is a batch number. So you must actually always check on the Dunlop tires. It will tell you look at that number and you put it on Google. If there's a recall, you can take it back. It's actually a batch number. And then after that, there's a number that generally says 1454 or something, 4518. It's four number digit. That tells you the manufacturing date. So it would say 4518, for example. That means the 45th, it was made on the 45th weekend, 45th week of 2018. Okay. Be careful of that because the tire, if it's more than 5 years, they can't, I think, guarantee the safety of it. It starts not being as effective. So you must look at it. When you buy a car, you must actually look at that. You'll find the 2021, maybe it's the 20th week of 21. So the first two digits are the week that is done, and then 21. And then there's a universal tire quality grading. It doesn't write it there, but it writes tread wear, traction, and temperature. Look, tread wear, there's a number. The higher the number, the longer it lasts. For example, you see a number that says 800. Small writing. This will tell you that it's a longer lasting tire. It's not an exact number, but you look at that, your Michelins will have a higher number. So that means it lasts longer. There's traction. If it has A, it's good. Traction. If it has C, it's like the ZCC tires.
Manyanyat.
Manyanyat, yes. They're the most creepiest. They're not, yeah.
They can jump.
They're not like some persons.
Well, they can jump.
They can jump.
Potholes, boy, not him not.
Speed humps.
And then even, there's a you'll see that it will say traction A, temperature A. So that, if the temperature A, it means that it can withstand
higher temperature,
and then B, C, D, I mean, once it's E.
I mean, by now, you're explaining to Mkize, who drives a Quantum, how far has he listened to you?
Look, I'll put pictures. All I'm saying...
Yeah, I think a graphic representation is going
to
help.
I'll put a graphic presentation, but all I'm saying, Mr. Mkize, do me a
various
favor.
Things.
Look for DOT, look for the load and the speed, the 99 and the H, the number, there's a 99 after the 2355517. Look for the load and the speed. Because you might be putting tires that can't handle a 16 seater. You're putting tires that can handle all them sorts with and this T-shirt. You understand?
T-shirt fits me well.
We must get new T-shirts, guys. Please jot it down.
Can we ask the Chinese embassy to sponsor
H, us? Yeah, so 99, t-shirts. Like Mr. Mkize, look for the load, look for the H, the speed. Please, those are the two most important ones. And look for the DOT. Then that tells you the tire is approved by Department of Transport. Look for the load and look for the thing. I think that's the most important thing. And obviously the size that is recommended by the car.
But that's great insight.
Yeah, no, this was very, very important because it doesn't matter how good you are of a driver or how good the condition of the car.
Tires.
But if... when the rubber hits the road, it's not good. Forget it.
There used to be this guy, Stuno knows that I go car.
What's his name?
Stuno.
But who comes up with it?
I don't know. Kima Bitsakas. You know my Bitsakas.
Stuno
knows
that. It sounds very.
And
yeah.
He was a huge, massive guy. Nalukisa Matair. And I remember, you know, back then when we used to drive old cars, you know. You're not going to go to. Yeah, we're going to go to Stuno Noza. Do you understand? He's, what's wana? You know? But now that you think about it,
that's dangerous.
Hey, it's very dangerous.
But again,
you know?
With what? With the Tez that's got 50 kilowatts.
Yeah, but still.
The slipping is a problem. That's the only biggest
for
problem.
For me, what used to worry me is, especially with trucks. Guys re-groove treads in the finished tire and they sell them.
And that's scary. Yeah. Because a person, I know only some guys close by Konada, these guys would always say, I want the cheapest tire. That is the first thing they ask for when they get it. Can I have the cheapest tire?
And you see, that's the thing. Look for the load, look for the speed. And look for the DOT. Those three things I think
this is good information. People don't know that. We always use price as a benchmark. My personal experience, have you noticed sometimes you go to a manufacturer, you want this size, and then they'll say manufacturer A or manufacturer B. But what difference does it make?
Yes.
I learned the hard way. The guy convinced me, no, it's the same spec, it's the same thing. Took the car there, and then the manufacturer said, no.
You're not covered.
That's not our type. Anything goes wrong with your car, we're not getting involved. And there was, I'm not sure what the letters were for, but there was NA0. Mm. Then you know those belong to that specific manufacturer, even though it's the same size, same description, same loading and all of that. Yes. So just be careful of that. Don't just chase only price, because you might find yourself in hot water.
Yeah, please, just guys, look at the DOT. That means Department of Transport. Look at the load. Look at the load is very important. If you're going to be putting 5 Mswatis in there, you need...
Did you read? There's a rap.
And then you're going to speed while you've got 5 Mswatis in there. You need, and then also look at the temperature. But that's just look.
And
at
the temperature thing, crucially, when you were mentioning it, is that heat increases pressure.
Yes.
So bear that in mind. Go with the manufacturer's recommended pressure, not the maximum.
And if you can't afford tires, just look at that. Happen. Please, just look at that information and try get. Let's say the temperature, try get it to A, get it DOT, get it...
And by temperature, in case people don't understand, as you drive, your car gets, your tire gets hotter. Yeah. So don't inflate it too much.
There's actually a rapper go USA, a female rapper, but she's massive. Ordered Uber, maybe she took the cheap one, Uber Go, whatever. The guy came ka Corolla, and the guy said, no, I'm sorry.
Really?
I can't.
It's too much
because of the tires, these are really.
He said, "Your car, you are too big for my car, so I can't take
but
you."
But did you have a scale?
So you could see you didn't need a scale.
Ah,
so the lady is now it's Lyft, not suing. Uber. It's on Lyft.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So she's suing Lyft now, hundreds of millions. You know, go USA,
Americans, my man.
She's suing Lyft for hundreds of millions.
So he's gonna go to call the guys like, yeah, you do look like.
Because Mona, how come Mona this woman?
The judge will say, okay, fine, I don't know how to end this. Bring a scale.
Yeah.
And you know what happened now? This whole woke thing, like America. Yeah. It might not go the way of
Trump is killing all the wokeness.
I think this guy was discriminatory, honestly speaking. Yeah. You can't be that big.
No,
that
it can't be.
Is she elephant big? So when she comes along, my son likes this quote. This like when he sees a herd of elephants, they say, "We are family."
Hey, why is this guy? Oh no.
So you're saying this lady is a whole family on her own?
I'm just saying, no. She's son and fed joke. But you're so bad, Daddy. That when you see elephants, they say, "We are family." I got all my.
I didn't say it, guys.
Okay, carry on.
Yeah, so that was the big lady, and then the big news in motorsports. Shit, I just said the big lady, guys. I'm
this
sorry.
Is the thing, big lady. You're not helping, bro. Carry on.
I'm sorry.
But no, man, it's not that bad.
Huh?
It's not that bad.
Are you going to put a picture?
I'll put a picture.
You guys want to get sued.
No, she's bad. A rapper.
We are family, eh?
Yeah, we're family.
We're family.
And all the cousins on the side.
Okay. Please, let's carry on. We're running out of time, guys. Ooh. I'm scared. Jason takes out a gun immediately.
Hey, man, the minute look. So anyway, excitement, Lewis. Going to Rory.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Did you see the photo you had in the suit?
The privileges that he got.
The godfather. Yeah.
And Mercedes wouldn't give him all of that. Huh?
Yeah, but during the past 2 years, Mercedes has been really shitty.
So I'm just so happy that he's in my car.
Then I'm actually...
My favorite of
you know what the killed greatest Mercedes driver. Benz? You know what killed Mercedes-Benz? The new 63.
Yeah.
The new 63 just... Everything.
Yep.
So I'm happy Lewis he's back. The photo in the suit, Barrick the Godfather. He got 5 million likes.
But I heard
within
there was
an
issues.
Hour
was,
of
there was issues
of
in Italy.
He's
vegan.
Oh, he doesn't eat meat.
Yeah, they gave him a bowl of pasta.
Ta-da.
With what? But the poor one.
They take offense, eh? Yo, Italians okay. Take offense.
They take offense and they go on the stag and they burn something.
I once saw some guy go Italy eating pizza and he put tomato sauce on pizza. The guy went crazy.
I would also go crazy though.
What the hell are you doing?
But it's the same thing as a chef. If you go to a good restaurant and you get a chef and you start putting tomato sauce, you see him come out and take his plate like a go to McDonald's, baba. Hi.
So I'm happy for that. They've started testing. Apparently the guy's looking good, obviously.
And how's he making everything look good? What's his name?
Charles is a solid driver.
I know.
Right? We'll see after the testing, Hore, now what strategy will be taken.
Yeah, because I'm sure they're going to say, back off.
And you know what people were saying? Because Ferrari is such a good team, it's going to play to Red Bull's advantage because Red Bull, it's Max on his own, right? Who's strong. So, Bana, they're going to be taking points off each other, whereas Max, whereas Max on his own is taking maximum points.
But last year, towards the end, Max was not doing well.
Yeah, he wasn't doing, and that's what most people are counting on to say now.
Red Bull has been the favorite because they've had a superior car compared to Mercedes-Benz and Ferrari. The minute the car started being shaky, the whole. Okay, they won, but the plan fell apart.
But at the end of the day, I think this is what F1 is all about. It's about the driver.
No, right? Nothing is about everything. The car, everything has to come together.
And if the driver then gets a crap car, he can make a fist out of it, but the car will let him down.
The past 2 years, Hamilton has just not... three years ago when there were him and Max when they had similar cars, the cars were done well. That was a good effort. The past 2 years, F1 has just been, let's go watch Max.
So it's been dominating. I'm looking forward to the 2025 season. I think it's going to be one of the closest seasons we've ever had in a while, because Ferrari, they're actually now looking to take both championships, the constructor and the drivers' championship.
They've got two solid drivers.
Two solid drivers.
Don't discount Aston Martin.
I was going to talk about Aston Martin. The owner, Aston Martin, Lawrence Stroll. The son is one of the drivers.
Lance Stroll. It sounds like Afrikaans. Lance Stroll.
Lance is the other driver at Aston. And obviously they've got Fernando. One of the best.
Last year was phenomenal.
The problem is that people are complaining about Lance. And now the company may pass a flag.
You can't blame Bisana.
It's his father's. And now
in South Africa, there was going to be a sub.
There's a legendary. Remember, I was asking you who's that Audi guy? Wow, the Jaguar designer.
Ian Callum.
So there's
don't ever forget
Ian Callum wa F1. He's a legendary F1 designer, and he's bought shares Aston. And he's also moved with all his expertise, Adrian Newey. But he doesn't have enough shares. He's being honest to say, guys, you cannot make this person what he's not. And he is not giving us what we want. And Aston truly wants to challenge. You know, they don't just want to be a mid-table team, but they want to be challenging. And because of this thing, Lance Stroll and Lawrence, it's a whole big issue. But now people are saying, because of Lawrence, we are able now to get Aston to a higher level. So let's see how that plays out.
It's going to be an exciting season.
I like the bravery, Adrian, to say, listen, we don't care if your father is the one that's putting most of the money up. But guy, you can't.
My father is also better, I suppose.
I'm just so happy for this season.
No, I hope it's a season where we can watch. I mean, F1 is already riddled with rules, regulations.
It just makes it boring.
So what you need within those rules is people that... Because, let's be honest, Hamilton does wonders, Chief. He does things that...
It's a miracle. But again, there was a highly rated British commentator... He's been doing it for 39 years, and he was saying he's lost a little bit of his edge. But
he's older, though.
Put a 96% Hamilton in a Ferrari.
In a 100% car.
In a 100% Ferrari. Then you'll see.
But
you'll
look at the last season, you're putting him in a Mercedes-Benz. Toto, I don't know what
Toto was... Last Toto year, didn't like Lewis.
Yeah.
No, but last year you put him in a car that was like... You could see.
I mean,
even if it was in front, DRS open. Yeah. That's tall pie.
They knew he was leaving. So maybe that's why.
Perhaps.
Okay, guys, maybe I want to go home.
So here's quickly the term that Adrian Newey used. That experienced people know that you can't develop a driver into something he's not. You either have it
or you don't.
And
we close with that one.
Unfortunately. Lance doesn't have, guys. Before we're not done, actually, there's an interview after this.
Yeah, please.
We're interviewing an insurance guy, very insightful, just like the We Are Family speech that we got from Uncle here. So please stick around for the interview. And if you've got any other questions after the interview, send them through.
What's up? You can contact us. I'll put the contact information at the bottom. Thank you so much, guys. Ciao.
Ciao.
Peace out, man.
2, 1. Look at us being professional.
This helps.
Yeah, look at us.